Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm just so upset with myself. There was a non-football injury. Too many damn people on the sideline. And a guy with a camera hit him in the knee. I'm going to find out who. And think about that. So I'm so angry right now. I got to move on. But did I let that happen?
Dwayne, after that, the way you responded under pressure.
Yeah, Dwayne. Wow. I think JT. JT played. I got that. They told me right before the opening kickoff, and I look on the sideline, and he's down. And I'm like, what happened? And he's so tough. He went out there and played, and obviously we didn't do very well. And then we got going, and then tied things up at 14. But Dwayne came in and hit that third and long pass to Austin Mack, and then had a great couple crossing routes, handled the ball very well. But our offensive line and tailbacks, I thought, really, really did a good job rushing yardage against that defense, which one of the top defenses in America, rushing. Rushes yards. Yeah, we ran for 226 yards, and that's a hell of a day against that defense.
Over here to the left, Blake.
Coach, would be 6-0 against Michigan. Just your initial thought on that, and also how did you or this team come out of the slumber after a quarter and a half?
Well, not a slumber. I mean, that's I made this comment many, many times that there's you'd have to be hard pressed. I know there's a lot of people that respect the rivalry, but that group of players in our locker room, the coaching staff. The amount of respect that we have walked out on, and that team that we play is slumber. Absolutely not. We're playing a good football team, one of the best defenses in America, in a home turf. That you go ask those players how they feel about. They gave everything they got. So I disagree with you very vehemently and somewhat pissed. It's not we're playing our balls off and against a very, very good team. And we hung in there for four quarters, and that's name a rivalry when it's not like that.
What began to work for you?
The offensive line started blocking them. Our tailbacks ran really, really hard, and then the opportunistic passing that we started hitting. I thought Ryan Day has been studying. He studied this team for really all year, and. Called a very nice game as far as some of the throws, but and then our defense, we just kept hanging in there. To think they scored after a punt return, on the 5-freaking-yard line. So our defense played well, our kickoff team played well, but it was a street fight, and we hung in there and found a way to win.
Second row middle, Bill.
Do you have any idea about Jesus?
No. Nope.
And with Wayne, you had some careful throws, but then there was a throw, especially to Austin. That was a challenging throw. Can you describe just your level of confidence in him being
on the field? Imagine someone on your freaking sideline and now you hurt your quarterback. I'll find out who that was.
Front row middle, Rob.
Following up on that, Urban, just to clarify, did it happen early? Like you said, it happened
Before
early.
The game.
Before the game.
Major college football. Major college football.
Any idea of who represented?
It's all-out investigation.
When he comes out, just your thought process. Did you have to change anything?
Yeah, we didn't want to put him in harm's way, and somewhat conservative at the beginning to let him settle in there, and then that's when the offense line. I want to say, once again, I'm just trying to get my mind right here. We had two or three first downs, and then he hit that one play, which was phenomenal, to Austin Mack, and did a heck of a job. And then he scrambled for a big hit, and he took care of the ball. That was the number one thing: took care of the ball.
Right, Tim.
Yeah, Urban, as you clear your mind, I mean, that run by Haskins was probably as big as anything else. But what is a play that standing out in your?
Third and 17 to throw to Austin Mack.
Yeah, yeah. And then the drag routes to KJ Hill, that's part of what you're talking about that you guys got done.
Yeah, well, the whole intent was to get it out fast because, once again, now you got at least two players on the defense line are going to be high draft picks.
Yeah. And the other thing, Sim Hubbard and Denzel Ward seemed to be all over the field at times today. What did you see as you were watching just your defense play in that regard, especially those two fellas?
Yeah, we held them to under 300 total yards. I just think. you know, it's hard to just single those two out because I haven't watched the videotape yet, and I don't, you know, a lot of times I'm working on offense. But I expect that out of those guys, and the two you mentioned have been playing very well.
Far right, Ari. Irvin, Mike Weber's had an interesting year with injuries coming back, and JK, what was it like seeing a kid from Detroit that you guys recruited about 45 minutes away slam the door on Michigan?
Yeah, it was great. I love Mike Weber. I have a lot of respect for Mike Weber, how he's grown up. And, you know, that was a little bit of a leap of faith to come join the rival. And he's a grown man. You know, he came to us a non-grown man. I'm not being disrespectful, but he's really done a nice job.
Second row middle, right there.
Coach, I mean, do you think somebody tried to hurt JT or they were just in the way?
I don't know.
Third row left, Doug, and then right next door, and that'll be our last question.
Again, just to clarify, did you have any belief before the game that JT would not be able to go at all?
Before the game?
Yeah.
Did you? No, it's like right after a kickoff or something. He's warming up, and then someone, I look over, and he's on the ground.
But then he played.
Yeah, we were worried he wasn't going to be able to.
So what was he able to do to play through that and stay in as long as he did?
Well, he's the toughest, you know, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around. And it locked up on him before the game. They got it to unlock, and then it locked up at the end, and that's what happened.
Go ahead.
Just going to ask you to clarify what the injury was, and did that hit where the left knee re-aggravate?
Well, I just don't want to, until I know more.